G'day, this week we've been looking at how to walk out of discouragement, and we've seen that we need to get the Word of God in our heart, we can pray in the Holy Spirit, and we can cultivate gratitude so that we can change our heart beliefs and the emotions that are attached to those heart beliefs. And today I want to leave you with five scriptures just on how you can also walk out of discouragement, and that is just to focus on learning from other people. You know what I've realized in life, that there are many people who have been through what you and I have been through. They've come out the other side. And when you begin to ask the right questions and people give you the right advice, it will give you courage to take the next step out of discouragement. In Proverbs 8, verse 33 and 34, it says, "Hear instruction and be wise, and refuse it not. Blessed is the man that hears me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the posts of my doors." In Proverbs 13, 18, it says, "Poverty and shame will come to him who refuses instruction and discipline, but he who accepts and learns from reproof or censure is honored." I mean, that's a powerful scripture to say, man, poverty and shame will come to me when I refuse instruction and discipline. In Proverbs 15, 32, also in the Amplified, it says, "He who refuses and ignores instruction and correction despises himself, but he who heeds reproof gets understanding." He's saying here that when I don't listen to others, when I don't listen to instruction, I actually despise myself. I hate myself because I'm not listening, because I'm filled with pride, thinking that it's just my way. And sometimes when it comes to discouragement, we get to the place where we like being discouraged and we don't actually want to come out the other side. But the Bible says, when I begin to heed instruction, I'm going to get through, and my life will be honored. But when I refuse instruction and I want to stay the same, man, it's going to lead to poverty. It's going to lead to shame. And I'm despising myself. In the Message Bible, in Proverbs 19:20, it says, "Take good counsel and accept correction. That's the way to live wisely and well." And lastly, in Psalm 32, verse 9 in the Amplified, it says, "Do not be like the horse or the mule, which lack understanding, which must have their mouths held firm with bit and bridle, or else they will not come with you." It's saying, man, the horse and the mule, they need somebody to actually force them to go in a certain direction. And he's saying, don't be like that. Don't be filled with pride. Don't be stubborn in terms of your heart. Don't say, man, I'm just going to be discouraged and I'm going to stay there. No, listen to instruction. Go and ask people, hey, how did you get through this? How did you get through to the other side? And begin to take action as you begin to listen to that instruction, and you will walk out of discouragement. Always remember, you are highly favored and deeply loved of God.